This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Your ears should perk up and you should listen. He is about to give us some information. And he says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. You know, it's a sad day when we think about what's going on in the world, but most importantly, what's going on in the house of God, and yet we are at ease. We have no concern about what's going on. Basically, we're going there for some type of service to be entertained and not really being challenged, not really coming together to go out and affect the world. We come in, we went to the building. You say church, but that's the wrong terminology. You went to the building and you had a service, someone tickled your ears, and then you left and you felt good. But there's no change, no burden on your heart to do what God says. God is saying, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. And it goes on to say in this scripture, and trust in the mountain of Samaria. You see, these were two great cities there, and it was well fortified, built by the mountains, and they just were so comfortable. They even trusted in the mountains protecting them because they knew they had an advantage over their enemies, and God was protecting them. So they say, hey, if God's protecting us, we don't have to really do anything. And then we see God sends Amos unto them and says, woe, because they have become comfortable. If you finish reading this chapter, you'll find out where the Bible say they sat on their couches, they laid on their ivory beds. Man, these guys were chilling out. They had done, packed it in. They weren't thinking about doing any more work for the Lord. They had packed it in. The scripture even goes on to say in Amos that they had no concern for Joseph. And if you look at the Old Testament reference, that Joseph is to Israel, the house of Israel. They had no more burden for the house of Israel. And they had packed it in and says, it's me, my four, and no more. So what God is telling them is that you have to get the burden back. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. It says this, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. The question is, what is constraining you? Is it the love of Christ that constrains you to tell the lost about Him? Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Christ came to give His life for the world. Remember, love always gives. And as we see that these people in Zion, they had no concern at all for the interests of the church of God and of their nation. They were sinking and going to decay. They weren't grieved about the affections of Israel, the church of God, or the kingdoms of Judah or Israel. They had no burden. You know, I love the story of Nehemiah when he found out that the walls of Jerusalem were in desolation and the city was at breach. He had a burden for the Lord and he prayed 4 months. Man, what a burden. No burden's going to move until you get in that thing and bathe it with prayer. Nehemiah prayed unto the Lord 4 months that he could go and make a difference and build the walls of Jerusalem. And we see how the Lord blessed and allowed Nehemiah to do that. But Nehemiah had a burden. I'm telling you, no problem.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.